now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
And good evening and welcome everybody to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I'm your co-host and announcer, Joe Vecchio, on this brisk Southern California night. We're being heard in San Diego County, Orange County, LA County, and beyond, to infinity and beyond, actually, because we're also heard on the World Wide Web at 760kfmb.com. And hope you had a great week and a great weekend. And I'd like to now bring on the man of the hour, our CPA, Richard Musio, family office guy. Good evening, Richard.
Joseph, how are you?
I'm terrific, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I had a great weekend. I was at Disneyland yesterday, and I actually survived.
Ah, was it crowded?
After lunch, it was packed.
Wow.
Absolutely packed. But morning was pretty good. But once it gets packed, it's sort of like rush hour, you know, in a major metropolitan city.
God,
and
just
a little bit stressful.
Saw a great show on Disneyland and actually Walt Disney on CNBC a couple of weeks ago. It was a pretty fascinating story all about actually, you know, his origins as an animator, illustrator, on up through the development of Disneyland. So,
yeah, I've got my youngest daughter likes to go there about on a monthly basis. She's actually a shareholder in Disney. She's 15, so stock's done pretty well. So.
What's her favorite parts over there?
Oh, I don't know. She loves like Splash Mountain.
Hmm.
So anyway, excellent. So I survived, and today was a good day because the Chargers didn't lose today. Oh, wait, they didn't play.
Well, they'll be on tomorrow night. Hey, I'm cheering for two wonderful Chargers, and I hope you're with me on this because
Drew Brees, right?
Drew Brees and Darren Sproles. I really, you know, hated to see him leave the Chargers. But Darren Sproles is, I mean, look, the guy's 5'6", playing in the NFL and doing phenomenally well. If anybody has to win a Super Bowl, since obviously I don't think we've got a shot this year, so those are the guys I'm cheering for this year.
So everybody out there, turn on the NFL game, but turn the sound off
and
turn on our show. Okay, that's what you want to do. Hey, we've got a really interesting guest tonight. And that would be Mr. Carl Scheeler. And Carl's really interesting because we don't even know where to start in terms of how to introduce this guy. But one thing that he does, he specializes in business valuation. And basically, he helps companies improve their values. That is to say, become worth more money than they are before he met them. But we need to back up a little bit in terms of introducing Carl because he has a very varied, very varied background, including coming out of the Marine Corps and including running for the Senate. A Senate seat out of Rhode Island, which he didn't make, which I guess explains why he's back working, because that's not cheap. Whether you win or lose, it's not cheap.
He ran for the state Senate and the U.S. Senate.
That's right, both state Senate and U.S. Senate, right? So, Carl, why don't you answer that question? Am I right, both state and U.S.? And introduce yourself, please.
Oh, thank you, Richard. Joe, a pleasure to be on your show this evening. The desire to run for political office, we'll call that my midlife crisis.
What year was that, by the way?
If memory serves, that would have been 2004 and 2006.
Okay.
The state Senate, 2004, U.S. Senate, 2006.
In Rhode Island,
yes.
My question is, why Rhode Island? Because I always think of you as like a surfer dude, beach guy.
Well, we had opened up an office in New York City and then Boston, and I lived in Rhode Island and commuted to Boston.
Okay. And then before that, you were in the Marine Corps, am I right?
Pretty close. I've had a 10-year stint in the Marines on both active duty and reserves.
But what's most interesting to me, as some of you know who listen out there, my Oceanside Turkey Trot was a huge success about a week and a half ago, and we get literally dozens of volunteers off of Camp Pendleton. They're among our best volunteers. And of course, we have a lot of the residents there participate as well. We also let in any families who have anybody serving. In other words, not home. Everybody else gets in the race for free. But I know you've got some big plans charitably with what you want to do, and I don't want to spend too much time on this show about that. That might be actually good fodder for another separate show. But you've got some big plans about how to give back to those who are serving and have served our country.
Yes, that's true. I've been working behind the scenes for almost a year now on various veteran initiatives to make sure that we do not forget about them. Support our troops isn't just when they're on active duty, but when they take off the uniform and are trying to get back into the mainstream population, either seeking employment or making that sometimes radical adjustment from being situationally aware 24/7 in harm's way to just trying to live a normal life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed at some of the, shall we say, lack of opportunity that is, I guess, not available would be the correct term for some of the men and women who come out of serving this country so well. I was talking to somebody who, on occasion, mentors folks coming out of the military, and in one case, one gentleman who was having a hard time getting a job, and he was responsible for, I think, 600 and something people. I believe this was in the Army, not the Marine Corps, in the Army. And so he had, you know, responsibility for everything that involved what these folks were doing, even though they weren't in combat. And of course, he came out, and the typical response in his job search was, well, what have you ever done with your life? You've only been in the military. This is somebody who was responsible for, shall we say, the daily actions of over 600 people. And just incredible how...
I just heard a report the other day about military coming back, and there is sometimes businesses have a little bias against the Marines or military because they've been at war, and some feel they may have some issues now. It's probably only a small percentage, but I would hope and think that the federal government or should provide some additional incentive for businesses to hire veterans. I don't know if anything like that's in place, but there should be even maybe a financial incentive to do so. But maybe that's something I'd research.
No, but if you want to hire somebody who shows up early, works more hours than they're supposed to, goes home late, says yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, well, there's lots of good candidates out there. But getting back on point, Carl, to what you do professionally, we just wanted to sort of introduce you and talk briefly about what business valuation is and why it's important. Again, Carl Scheeler specializes in valuing businesses as well as what we call fractional interests. He does work in the context of both estate planning as well as assisting businesses and business owners with, shall we say, improving the value of their business before an event happens, such as a sale or acquisition by a competitor or going public. A lot of people think of valuation, and this is one of my criticisms of, shall we say, other professional service advisors. A lot of people think evaluation is just something you bring in when you are about to have a transaction or something has already happened, like a gift has been made for estate or gift tax planning. And by then it's sort of too late to really help people get better. You can obviously do great work, Carl, to tell people what the value of the thing in question was, but you don't really have an opportunity to help businesses get better. So the message I like to put out there about business valuation is, at least in my world, and I work with trustees, estate planning attorneys, business attorneys, CPAs. Valuation, to me, is one of the most overlooked resources that we have out there because it's frequently brought in later than it should be in the cycle of a transaction or planning event. And I just wanted to make that comment because I'm totally independent and objective when it comes to valuation since I don't do it. And I know Carl and I have worked together on many occasions, and he is as good as they get. And how many cases you've worked on? What, close to 1,000 now? Over 800?
I'd say close to 1,000, and to include a lot of litigated matters as well.
What's your record in court?
At this point, 155 cases, win column, two loss column.
That's not bad.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's not bad. That's why. Well, I can do the math in my head. That's a 98.7%.
But, I'm going to get my calculator.
The only person I ever met with a better record was John Wooden, and that was coaching basketball games. So, but Carl, how long have you been doing valuation? And how long have you owned the company that you own that does this?
Myself, I've been involved in a little bit north of 20 years, beginning with some M&A merger and acquisition work before joining the current firm. But formal valuation as well as having controlling interest, just a little bit shy of 18 years.
And a typical client for you looks like what?
Well, a typical client tends to be an attorney. About 90% of our requests comes from the legal community. After that would be the accounting tax community, followed by other trusted advisors.
And working on closely held businesses primarily, or do you do other applications besides closely held businesses?
It's a good question. Closely held meaning that it's not publicly traded. That's correct. Other types of entities would be asset holding companies, such as a partnership that was created to hold marketable securities or real property so that the partnership interest might be transferred to another party.
And I think we'll talk a little bit more later in the show about again, my comment that valuation should always be brought in before something big is about to happen, even 2, 3, 4, 5 years before, as opposed to after the fact, after something's happened. And now we just merely need to document the value of something. And we're going to talk more about that later in the show to give some examples about how valuation experts, particularly Carl, can actually help businesses make more money and become more valuable, which is, I think, for small businesses these days, obviously a very important point, because the economy, as we all know, has not exactly been
stellar.
Well, so funny story. I saw one of my relatives up at Disneyland. We had some family members that get together, and they said they had a protest where they live, an occupation, but they live in Sebastopol, which is a very trendy suburb north of San Francisco. And they said the protesters clipped all the hedges and picked up all the trash and even painted all the trash cans. So now there's other towns up there that want to have the same protesters over.
Wow.
So I guess it depends on where you are as to what's going on with these rather strange protests. But in certain places, it's actually making the community a cleaner place.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a little break right there. And Richard, it was 98.7. I am impressed at his win ratio. We'll be right back with It's Your Money, Not Theirs right after this break.
He's got room. He will score. Touchdown, Aztec.
76 KFMB. Boy, we're having a party tonight.
Pitch on the way to Garvey. Hit high to right center field. Way back. Going. It is gone. The Padres win it.
Celebrating 70 years in San Diego. 760.
KFMB. 76 KFMB.
What if you had to change careers? What if you suddenly needed to take on a new challenge? But what if that move was your choice? Instead of waiting for a change to find you, take control of your future with Concord Law School. Celebrating their 10th anniversary, Kaplan University's Concord Law School opened their virtual doors in 1998 and has helped over 1,000 graduates reach their education goals. Concord Law School's degree programs are designed to give you the ultimate flexibility. Don't let the challenges of work, family, or children limit your talent and potential. Go to law school from your home, office, or while traveling. Concord's live classes and 24/7 video lecture library are just part of their interactive, affordable, and accessible legal education program. A simple click online will help you learn more. Visit concordlawschool.edu. That's concordlawschool.edu. Discover the law school that comes to you. Enroll now for the upcoming term and find your future at concordlawschool.edu.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Did you know that eating less than 1,000 calories a day can actually make your body gain weight instead of lose it? To lose weight, you have to feed your body right. Hi, I'm Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies. When I looked around for a weight loss solution that would work for me, I couldn't find one that fed my body right. So I decided to create my own. My weight loss smoothies are so effective, so powerful, that I'm going to let anyone who calls today try them free for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. Want free shipping? Because I'll even give you that. Find out how when you call for your free trial. 1-800-900-1904. And now I've made my smoothies even better because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a free 2-week weight loss trial, plus my revolutionary blender bottle absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-900-1904. That's 1-800-900-1904.
Maracal Design and Remodeling, 2011 National Remodeler of the Year and 7-time Better Business Bureau Torch Award winner and finalist.
Hi, I'm Gary Maracal. Through the years, we've had the privilege of getting to know families throughout San Diego, and we've built friendships that we value and appreciate. We're truly honored that so many people have trusted their homes to us.
Marichal Design and Remodeling. Call 619-441-9300, 441-9300, or visit trustyourhometous.com.
With today's technology, appliance repairs are darn complicated. Hi, I'm Perry Williams, owner of 1-800-Appliance. Did you know that Appliance Rescue is the only preferred servicer in San Diego for all the top brands? In fact, Whirlpool, Maytag, and the likes call us for their repairs, and you should too. Our technicians are 100% factory trained, so skip the middleman, call us direct, and you won't be overcharged. Service calls are always free with any repair.
Appliance Rescue will rescue you. Call 1-800-APPLIANCE.
Ooh. Tomorrow, 9 to noon.
No more czars.
Glenn Beck.
760.
KFMB.
Thank you, Justin. We are back with It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I think that's Mannix. We use TV themes on the show for some reason. It's radio. We use TV themes. Anyway, welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And we'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, Lestat's Coffee House, with two great locations, one in Normal Heights, one in University Heights. The original site in University Heights has music and entertainment 7 nights a week on Lestat's West. They're open 24/7, 365. Everything's prepared fresh on site. Great Diedrich's coffee, and I know Richard is very up on the music scene there. So what's going on there tonight, Richard?
Robin Henkel Band is there tonight.
Oh, they're great.
From the primitive blues of the Mississippi Delta to the urban sound of Chicago. Robin Henkel Band, great, absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, they are great. So get down there, please support Lestat's. And then regarding Richard and myself, if you'd like to get in touch, go to iymoney.com. And Richard's email is very simple, rich@iymoney.com. I'm joe@iymoney.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of us. So back to you and Carl, Richard.
And while we're throwing website addresses out, Carl, I wanted to ask you about this phenomenon that you created called Star San Diego, which has grown from, I think, 4 people to close to 500 and is the largest professional networking organization in San Diego, and that's happened in only about 2 years.
Well, thank you, Richard. And actually, Richard's being modest. He had a great deal to do with that. The concept is that a lot of professionals are very good at being technically adept at what they offer to the business community, but perhaps need to have fine-tuned those skills that allow them to refer to other advisors and also be a resource to have referrals going in their direction. STAR essentially sets that up to allow various professionals to connect, and it really resonated, and we've grown to 2 locations. Our lunches usually have about 110 attendees. Our last breakfast downtown had about 85 attendees, and we're going to have a third location starting in Carlsbad in March.
And the other neat thing is our guest last Sunday evening, Gary Aguirre, will be presenting for me at STAR on Wednesday, December 14th, 11:30 to 1 at the La Jolla Sheraton. And he is filling in for the AWOL Mayor Sanders, who committed and then reneged. Thanks, Jerry. So, Carl, as you know, I work with a lot of family offices, and I'm going to ask you sort of an off-the-wall question. There is a real, shall we say, predisposition against investing in what we call traditional assets these days, stocks and bonds, mutual funds, and I'm seeing my high-net-worth families, I work with some really high-net-worth families, I'm seeing them invest in things like distressed real estate, distressed debt, what we call private equity, which is investing in closely held, again, non-public companies, which you described briefly earlier in the show. And I know somebody might say that has nothing to do with valuation, but to me it has everything to do with valuation because I think a lot of savvy investors are very disappointed with the returns that traditional assets have been giving them, so they're looking at other opportunities to make money, but there are certain risks involved in those other opportunities. Wouldn't you agree?
No, absolutely. I think the beauty, if we take a look at what a closely held company, let's say one that's doing $50 million in annual revenues, provides, is some degree of control that if you were to acquire that interest as an investment, you can kind of control your yield. And most family offices, as you know, Richard, are structured for a very long-term period, multi-generational, not just a 5 or 7 year buy-and-hold strategy. So closely held businesses oftentimes should be considered one of those silos of investment that often gets overlooked.
And what's interesting to me about the stock market, and we've talked about that on this show, I think for the average investor, the inability to control anything that happens in the stock market, the way that large hedge funds sort of control, shall we say, the volatility, the wild ups and downs in the market, I think for a lot of people, whether you have a little bit of money to invest or a lot of money to invest, that's really, really scary because it's much like going to the Del Mar racetrack and betting on the horses. You have absolutely no control what's going on in the things that you own in terms of these traditional assets like stocks and bonds and mutual funds.
Well, one of the things that have changed considerably, even in the just the last 5 years, is a lot of folks are not aware that you and me, we're what are referred to as retail investors. The majority of transactions in the stock market are actually institutional investors, coupled by the fact that you have what's called high-frequency trading. So what it does is it amplifies the swings and volatility. That's why we can see the market go up 3% in a single day or down 3% in a single day. That would never have happened just 5 years ago.
And I, for example, I'll give you a practical example. One of my clients tracked me down on Thursday, and we had lunch together on Friday, and they said, we want to get rid of our asset manager and hire a new asset manager, and our goal is to get a 6% return. And of course, I said, well, it's nice to have lofty goals. I said, but in today's environment, given what the economy's doing and given the grotesque uncertainty that the 2012 election, I think, is contributing to the situation, I said, I don't think, you know, 6% is even realistic to consider right now unless you want to take undue, extremely high risk. Now, I remember back in the days when we, you know, just talked about a 10 or a 12% return in these traditional markets as being, well, sort of status quo. You wanted to do better than that, and every idiot could get that. But so I'm working with this client to try to get them to change their perspective on what their expectations might be given all of the strange things going on in the world and the U.S.'s economy. And so it was maybe not a discussion they wanted to have, but we had it. So I never thought I'd see the day where I told somebody trying to get a 6% return out of a traditional portfolio was, shall we say, in my opinion today, pie in the sky or blue sky. But that's actually what I believe it is right now. And I don't see, I mean, I don't know about you two gentlemen, but I don't see things getting settled down at all, if ever, but certainly until after the election about a year from now.
I was going to offer an opinion, I think what the real issue is less so the elections and more so some of the larger banks that are holding the non-performing and underperforming assets, when we're talking about tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, if they're not going to open up their kimono because of the whole issue with mark-to-market where they don't have to do that, then you have a lot of reticence of the lender to make loans. Ergo, you don't have any cash being brought into the marketplace, which means all businesses rely on operating cash flow, which slows down the process. You have no leverage, so there's no shifting of risk onto the lender. You're going to run into the same problem that Japan experienced, which was called the lost decade.
Wow. And we have to take a break right now. If you'd like to call in after the break, it's 1-800-760-KFMB, but we'll be right back with It's Your Money, Not Theirs after this break.
Listen and learn. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Yeah. Whoa.
You can feel the vibe as soon as you step in. Yeah, this is your casino. Friendly people, cozy atmosphere. Not the glitz or the glamour, just the people. Take a holiday trip to Casino Palma's $250,000 Winter Wonderland this December 1st through the 23rd. Over $250,000 in cash prizes, gift cards, and a new 2012 Chevy Avalanche are being given away. Spin the Wonder Wheel every Monday through Friday. You can win up to $5,000 cash, and 100 hot seat gift cards are being given away. Every Saturday and Sunday, get into our snow globe and grab as much cash as you can. Then on December 23rd, the Avalanche of Cash hits Palma. Win a 2012 Chevy Avalanche that includes the cost of tax, title, and registration. And if you're not a member of the Palm Club yet, here's a great reason to sign up for free. All new members get $20 in free play. The $250,000 Winter Wonderland, December 1st through 23rd, only at Casino Palma, your casino. Highway 76, just 12 miles east of I-15. Must be 18 years old.
Casino Palma, P-A-U-M-A. What do you do when you have a small problem in your relationship? The best bet is to handle that issue before it turns into a real problem. Same thing goes for handling termites. Termites are the stealth bugs of the insect world. Hi, I'm Sue Fries, owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Did you know Ecola is the leading ecological solution for termite problems? Right now, termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are they've already moved in and are swarming and nesting, becoming a real problem. We'll get rid of them quickly and conveniently with the Ecola Green Advantage. We use microwave, electrogun, and Ecola heat that eradicates termites without the overnight move-out hassle. Call us today for a free estimate at 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. Ecola. ECOLA. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about the Ecola Green Advantage warranty. Call 1-800-332-BUGS. Get $100 off any termite work for new customers only.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $16 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-990-5779. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct. 1-800-990-5779. That's 1-800-990-5779. 1-800-990-5779.
Get in the zone!
Don't let a dead battery spoil your holiday plans. Make sure you get where you need to go. Just get a free battery test at AutoZone today. If yours needs replacing, only AutoZone's got Duralast proven tough batteries. They're built with patented technologies to deliver reliable starts in the worst weather. Don't risk getting stranded this winter. Stay merry and stay on the road with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Tim Conway Jr. here. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., me and my two buddies, Oscar and Colby, teach you how to save money. Yeah, it's a brand new show called The Cash Daddy Show. And it's being brought to you by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Hey, everybody could use a couple of money-saving tips, and that's what we bring you on a weekly basis. So Sunday, 10 a.m., want to see you right here for The Cash Daddy Show being brought to you by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Only on Talk Radio 760 KFMB. Was that 30 seconds?
27.
How about now?
Yeah.
The more you listen, the more you know. Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons. This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB San Diego.
No solar increase with the information you need. I'm KFMB's Rick Williams. A North County Times survey of state and federal lawmakers from San Diego County found no express support for an SDG&E plan to raise electricity rates for homeowners with solar power systems. And unless the Chargers turn it around, it looks like general manager A.J. Smith and head coach Norv Turner might be out of a job. The Union Tribune says nothing is set in stone, but President Dean Spano is considering going in a different direction. And the price of gas dropped nearly 2 cents in the county today. It's the 25th straight day of falling prices, selling for about $3.64 per gallon on average, the lowest price since February, but still 46 cents more than last year. It's time to mail your holiday greeting cards. 99 cents only stores makes it easy with a huge assortment of boxed holiday greeting cards for only 99.99 cents. KFMB weather, partly cloudy and 58 at Lindbergh Field. And it sports the Chargers battle the Jaguars on Monday Night Football in Jacksonville. And now here's the latest from ABC News.
Iran says it shot down an unmanned spy plane that they say violated Iranian airspace. The Pentagon says, though, Tehran may be referring to a U.S. drone that was flying a mission over western Afghanistan late last week. ABC's Martha Raddatz has more.
I think this is about the fourth time this year that Iran has claimed that they shot down a drone. This is the first time that the U.S. has said they are actually missing a drone in that area, and so that adds credibility to it. The U.S. will say, whatever kind of drone it was not shot down. It likely crashed, and they're not certain it's in Iran, but they are assuming something is in Iran.
A standoff between U.S. Park Police and Occupy Washington, D.C. protesters has ended. Six demonstrators were arrested. The U.S. Postal Service is moving ahead with cuts to first-class mail next spring. The move will hopefully stave off bankruptcy. In golf, Tiger Woods won the Chevron World Challenge, his first win in more than 2 years. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Celebrating 70 years of news and views.
With the steady unraveling of authority in Iran, I made a decision to commence a rescue operation.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, thank you, Henry Mancini, for Peter Gunn. Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And now it's time to go back to Richard and Carl.
Again, if you want to call in, 1-800-760-KFMB. For those of you who don't know how to read, that's 1-800-760-5362. You'd be surprised, you guys, these days. Everything is so virtual. Mm-hmm. I think we might be trending back towards illiteracy. Mm-hmm. At least some of the students I've met, if the word has more than five letters, well, it's not being spelled right in an email.
Got to Google that.
Got to Google that, exactly. You know, I can do, you know, 155 and 2 is 98.7, but I'll tell you who it was. I went to Petco on Friday to buy some dog food. And you ready for this? And so the cost of the dog food was, well, about a bunch of things, dog treats and dog food, and the cost was $79.04. And so I gave the young lady, who I believe goes to my daughter's high school, $4.20s, which is $80, plus a nickel, so I gave her $80.05 because I didn't want to get 96 cents back. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, "You owe me $1.01." And she looks at me and she goes, "Oh my, well, I don't want to say God on the air, but she goes, "Oh my God, you did that in your head?" I'm like, I'm thinking, "Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We're in trouble." No wonder we've moved down to 17th place in the world order. I'm like, that's not the... Anyway, yeah, well, that's why I'm scared for the future. But so, Carl, we were talking before the break about how other professionals can use valuation experts. And when I talk about other professionals, I'm talking about CPAs and estate planning attorneys and business attorneys and trustees and wealth managers. And one interesting phenomenon I've noted about when people don't bring valuation experts in when they should have, such as before an event or a transaction or a shareholder issue gets resolved, and they're brought in after the fact to try to, shall we say, document what's been tried, you know, what square peg has been stuffed into a round hole. Sometimes that causes what we call litigation. That is to say, people start suing each other. They hire attorneys and spend lots of money arguing about things because they felt that they were treated unfairly. And I've often thought that one of the best values other professional advisors can give their clients is to make sure the valuation piece happens early in the game so that the litigation piece doesn't happen late in the game. I would assume that a lot of the work that you do is after the fact, litigation or supporting positions in litigation. Am I correct?
Yes. Sadly, it's a multiple of almost 5 to 1. If the fee was $10,000, if we had been retained beforehand, the fee is oftentimes 5 times that amount. In the back end, because litigation is much more expensive because of the amount of time invested.
And in your world, what do you typically get called in to, shall we say, value that's being argued about?
It's usually a partner dispute, or it's a breach of a contract. It could be economic damages. It could be dissenting shareholder action where a minority interest holder's rights have been violated and they're suing to liquidate the company to receive a fair value for their equity.
And given that the economy is so bad, do you see litigation going up in this bad economy, or do you see it actually decreasing because nobody has any money?
It's actually a great question. Sadly, the good news, the bad news. The good news for us is that we design our business model around those cycles. Whenever the economy declines, the litigation work goes up because the smartest people in the room are the ones making money, and the dumbest people in the room are the ones that are advising them.
Oh, well, that's an interesting way to put it. So we talk at Star San Diego about, well, I'm going to talk more about this at my presentation at North County Estate Planning Council on Tuesday morning, but we talk about how professional service advisors can collaborate, and certainly collaboration is a key part of what you do, because you are always one of the resources that goes hand in hand with, for example, a business sale, with a gift of large amounts of assets to reduce estate taxes. Your services are needed, as you said, when shareholders or partners are disputing issues, certainly when companies are selling or getting ready to be sold. But in terms of collaboration, I mean, do you see professional service advisors really doing a good job of that or not? I mean, I know I think that's probably why we've had such great feedback for STAR, because I think we're helping people understand how to do that better. But in many cases, I don't see that happening out there in the professional world.
Well, perhaps I can give an example of what good collaboration would look like. Good collaboration might be the CPA that not only looks at the financials once a year to prepare the taxes, but perhaps has a dialogue with the business owner and identifies that perhaps they have not made any large acquisitions in capital equipment in the last 5 years, that their repair and maintenance expenses are three times the industry norm, and their labor expenses have gone up by 20 or 40%, primarily because they're making half the widgets in twice the time. Now, that's an example of a conversation that if the accountant had with the business owner, obviously the accountant becomes the hero. Accountant says, I would recommend that you might want to talk to a banker and see what we could do to increase your cash flow. And the banker comes in and the CPA sits down, and then there's a conversation with the insurance piece and the attorney. And ultimately, and this is a real world situation that I'm referring to, the EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, had dropped from about 7% to 4%. In another 2 years, they'd be a dead man walking. The CPA made the recommendation. All the various pieces came into place. Their EBITDA went back up to 14%, was better than industry norm, and now they're looking at actually making an acquisition of a competitor. This is an example of where collaboration, if it was done well, it isn't a question of a cost. It's a question of the investment. And usually what I'll tell our fellow professionals is that when you were to talk to a heart surgeon, would you be asking them how much the heart surgery would be or what's your success rate off the table? I mean, literally. But unfortunately, we as professionals have a tendency to commoditize fees as the only variable that we understand. So it's how much does it cost, as opposed to what am I going to get for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm a CPA, and so if somebody calls me up and I pick up the phone and they say, do you do 1040s? Well, usually I say no, because I don't. I outsource them to other people. But the first question is always, how much do you charge for that? You're right, it's a true commodity. Now, the challenge we have in the CPA business in collaboration is most CPAs are so bloody busy that they never have time to really think about why their business clients' numbers are changing, either for the better or for the worse. And so I've been somewhat critical of my own profession over the last couple of years, because I'm not sure that the CPA profession is going to be or is relevant in this economy of today or the economy of the future, because most CPAs are trained to look at the past. That is to say, they do things like financial statements and tax returns that document the past, but they do not look at the future, which is taking this historical information, tax returns and financial statements, and projecting out 4, 6 months, a year, 5 years, things like cash flow, profits, and so on. Doesn't that really get to the essence or the heart of valuation, looking at the future?
Absolutely. And so using the example I just gave, one of the things that a CPA or an attorney or life insurance or a banker or wealth advisor all have in common is that we're all dealing with intangibles. So how do you differentiate and create sticky relationships? The way that you go about doing that is aligning the goal of the business owner with your goals. And one of the ways that you do that is taking a look at that business owner's business through their eyes, identifying those areas perhaps where they need to shore up. And it might be a balance sheet item, it might be a P&L item, but it's not just about reducing taxes, it's creating value. And one of the ways that you do that is you reduce risk. Because essentially, there's only two components of every business, whether publicly traded or closely held. The multiple, which we think of as times earnings, whether it's 5, 7, 12.
We call that a multiplier.
A multiplier. That's really a quantifying risk as far as what is the risk associated if I was go into this investment that it would continue to perform like this in the future. And the other one is the economic benefit, which is the earnings, the revenues growth, the EBITDA, as an example that I provided before. Now, when you try to show a business owner things that they can do that would increase the multiple, that's actually going to create a greater value than something that might create a 20% pop in their profitability. The multiple enhancement of 20% is going to create a much larger impact than just the increase in earnings.
I think there's one other factor that I've seen that is heavily, affects valuation. That would be the expected time period during or over which one expects to hold a particular investment.
Agreed. And we'll see that in two different respects. If there's a conversation with a business owner, in the perfect world, we'd say that every business owner would have a business plan, but the practical reality is fewer than 10% do. So then the real issue becomes is, what is it that they expect to have occur over what period of time? So if they're expecting to have this business for another 5 years, one of the questions that should be asked is, what are you hoping to get in the way of net proceeds? And if they're saying, well, I'm expecting to get $7 million, the question then should come up is, what are you basing that upon? And if you're basing upon, because a buddy of mine got five times earnings on his business that was 3 years ago before the decline in the marketplace, perhaps that expectation may need to have a little bit of independent realism brought to bear.
Yeah, and sometimes the theory is, I just need to find somebody who's dumber than me when I bought this thing to buy this thing from me. So anyway, hey, by the way, I didn't mean to be critical to CPAs. Actually, no, I did. I had a meeting with a CPA last week, and I told him you couldn't sell cheeseburgers to the Donner Party. I mean, that's how bad they were at marketing. You know, they have all these poor clients that are relying on them, and they can't even look at anything other than history. So,
well, let's on that thought, Richard. Let's take a little break, and we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Tomorrow, noon to 3.
The truth is that even the French are inclined to be stronger in terms of taking action against Iran than America. Obama is weak. They see him as weak. They are emboldened by his weakness. The entire world sees him as weak. And frankly, an interesting thing is happening. As they see his weakness and America's weakness is impacting the world, the world is now beginning to crave for more hope and change, meaning getting rid of Obama.
Sean Hannity.
Tomorrow at noon.
Talk Radio 760.
KFMB.
Hey, it's John from MojoPages.com. A lot of my friends have told me they've heard our commercials on 760 KFMB about how we make it fast, easy, and reliable for you to find the best local businesses. But they're still a little confused about what a business's mojo is. Mojo can mean a lot of different things, like Austin Powers used it to attract the opposite sex. It also describes the magical charm in African folklore. But for us, mojo is a score that we give to every business that ranks them from best to worst. So we can use this score to tell you who the number one dentist is in San Diego, the number one restaurant, the number one plumber, etc. We get the Mojo score by analyzing over 3 million customer reviews, and that's more than just about any other review site. We take all these reviews, we put them through a crazy mathematical algorithm, and it spits out the Mojo score for each business. Go ahead and try it for yourself at mojopages.com. Hey, it's totally free, it's easy to use, and it'll help you find a great business. Go to mojopages.com. Check Mojo, then go.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
That's the sound of a fuse burning. As long as it's burning, there's still time to get to the BMW Mission to Drive sales event on now at your local BMW center. While you can, take advantage of an up to $2,500 credit toward a new BMW. Those are real sparks. Test drive any model from the legendary lineup, including the all-new 6 Series, featured in the new movie Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, in theaters this December. Technologically advanced and fuel efficient, every BMW earns the title the ultimate driving machine. That fuse is burning down remarkably fast. Take advantage of this immediately, as the $2,500 credit will soon self-destruct. There. I made it with 2 inches of fuse to spare. Don't cut it that close.
Come in today.
Hurry into the BMW Mission to Drive sales event today for an up to $2,500 credit towards a new 2012 BMW. Visit sdcountybmw.com/finance for details.
Attention, sleep apnea sufferers. This important announcement could change your life forever. If you have Medicare or private insurance, then you qualify to receive the CPAP replacement supplies you need absolutely free, plus free home delivery. Call Eye on My Sleep today. As a sleep apnea sufferer, you should know how important it is to replace your disposable CPAP parts on a regular basis to get the full benefit of your therapy and to avoid getting bacterial infection caused by unsanitary parts or red skin sores caused by over-tightening of your headgear. This is why insurance companies recommend you replace your mask, cushion, filter, and tubing every 3 to 6 months. Eye on My Sleep sends the supplies you need for free. Just call 800-292-8615 to get the full benefit of your therapy, plus a good night's sleep.
I called Eye on My Sleep, handled everything for me. In days, the replacement supplies arrived at my front door. It couldn't have been easier.
Eye on My Sleep delivers your free CPAP supplies to your door. Shipping is free, too. They work with your insurance company and handle the paperwork. Call 800-292-8615. Call now, 800-292-8615.
Tomorrow, 9 to noon.
This is the road to the future, America.
Glenn Beck,
760.
KFMB.
Oh, I hate to interrupt that Hawaii 5-0, but welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. We'd like to also ask you to support one of our main sponsors, Lestat's Coffee House. They are in Normal Heights and University Heights. Everything fresh baked daily over there. Great coffee. Richard loves the place. So do I. So visit Lestat's and tell them you heard about them on KFMB. And if you would like to get a hold of our guest tonight, Carl Scheeler, Carl with a C, and Scheeler, S-H-E-E-L-E-R, his number is toll-free 800-286-6635, 800-286-6635, or email him at Carl with a C at AllisonAppraisals.com, Carl at AllisonAppraisals.com. Back to you, Richard and Carl.
So, Carl, let's talk about valuation and business owners. Let's assume I own a business and I want to sell it. When should I bring you in? Like the day before I sign the escrow documents or the day after the escrow closes?
It's scary.
Or none of the above.
It's more common than you would think. In the perfect world, if you really want to be able to build as much value in the business, probably looking at a window of 3 to 5 years prior to the actual sale.
And what do you do in those 3 to 5 years for the business owner?
Convince their advisors that they really should have a business valuation performed. Really what's taking place here is we're going to be taking a look at both the legal as well as the financial documents to identify all the warts that would be found if I was the critical eye representing the buyer. And the more the warts that we can reduce, and again, think of that as risk. So everything that you can find that would increase the multiple would be a good thing. Everything from... is your performance compared to the industry strong? So you'll have certain business owners that will say, but our growth has been 10% per year for the last 5 years. We're quite pleased with that. And then we'll take a look at their cost of sales and says, yes, but your cost of sales have actually grown about 15% per year for the last 5 years. So you're actually reducing your profitability. And unfortunately, in your industry, the growth rate has been 12 to 15% for the last 5 years. So you can't compare your business against itself in a vacuum. You have to have a better sense of what's going on in that marketplace.
Yeah, but look how much stuff I'm selling. No, okay, seriously. So let me throw out one example. Let's assume that 35% of my revenue comes from my biggest customer. Is that good or bad?
It's a great question. One of the things that we'll take a look at is how long has that relationship been going on for? What's the stability of the company? But what you're really talking about is client concentration. In the perfect world, what we're usually looking for is that no more than 10% of the revenues is coming from any one client in any given period of time, because that can also affect you in your account receivable. If they say, well, if you want to continue to do business with us, you're going to do some carry for us and allow us to pay you every 90 days, even though you're agreed to pay every 30 days, it affects your cash flow.
And let's assume I've got two companies that are identical, but for one basic fact, in one company I have as my, shall we say, chief executive officer and chief financial officer and all of my, shall we say, key personnel. I have a bunch of family members. some of whom couldn't keep jobs, as used car salesmen. Whereas in my other business, I have outside professional advisors. I don't mean outside, but people I've hired from the outside who are not related to my family, who I think are very competent people and have nothing to do with bloodlines. Would either of these change my risk in a deal?
It's a great question again. In the perfect world, we recognize that mid-market companies, which we define usually as businesses, $5 million to $500 million in annual revenues, we would suggest as soon as you go north of $5 million that you start looking at outside advisors to consult with. Otherwise, what ends up happening is you start believing your own rhetoric and your family has a vested interest to make sure that they maintain their income stream. At the same time, you're killing the beast, and the beast is the business. So they turn into lifestyle businesses, and unfortunately, they don't increase much in value until you start to take the first steps to run them a little bit more professionally, which is what those advisors will provide.
And then I think the follow on that is also due to the extent that you have a small, small or medium sized, closely held, successful business. I think a board of directors, which is separate and independent of, shall we say, the professionals who are assisting with the operations of the business, I think an outside board of directors can definitely be a very big plus in terms of getting a company ready for sale 2, 3, 5 years down the road, because outside advisors tend to be, shall we say, more honest with their opinions as opposed to having vested interests and outcomes.
As a question, I would entirely agree with that. That level of sophistication we tend to start finding when you have companies of about $20 million in annual revenues and above. The thing that the board of directors brings is not just knowledge, but contacts. And when you're looking at trying to get the highest possible dollar value in a business, they're going to know the right people in the right marketplace, and their perspective may be more than just regional. So they may be looking at not just San Diego County, but they may, not unlike our firm, we have a national footprint. So we may be familiar with players on the East Coast that are looking to get a penetration on the West Coast that are willing to pay a much higher multiple than perhaps a financial buyer would be willing to pay locally.
So tell us about your other locations, because I know you ran for the Senate out of Rhode Island. I know you sometimes visit Costa Rica, where you have a second home. You've got, I mean, are you worldwide or universe-wide? What's the story here?
We've actually done a fair number of global engagements for international valuation in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Russia, Lebanon, and as well as I've got some business dealings in real estate in Costa Rica. We have an office in San Francisco, which does quite well by way of revenue. Las Vegas opened up a recent one in Albuquerque, because I have a second home or a third home there. We also have a location in Boston and New York. Boston is actually our strongest market.
Can I ask a quick question? Do you get involved in bankruptcies at all?
Not as often as you would think. By that time, the issue is there any intangible value, goodwill, if you will, remaining by the time that everybody is looking at trying to get 5 or 20 cents on the dollar?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, Richard. But Carl, thank you for being on. If you need to reach Carl, it's AllisonAppraisals.com. You need to reach Richard, IYMoney.com. And we'd like to thank Justin Hart, our broadcast engineer and sound technician, Craig Blanke, account executive extraordinaire, and Dave Sniff, our programming genius. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. We're going out on Magnificent Seven. Good night, Justin.
Thanks, gentlemen.
FMB.
Attention, all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a clinically proven way for men to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-944-1834 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. And if you're a man, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-944-1834. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-944-1834.
The more you listen, the more you know. Mike Slater Mornings. Rick Roberts Afternoons. This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB San